The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, or FDIC, has closed down 110 failing banks this year so far. It's a sink or swim time for small financial institutions, and so far, Arkansas banks are swimming. Four banks here have snapped up the assets of failed banks outside the state. George Gleason is president and CEO of Bank of the Ozarks. It took on a failing bank in Georgia in March.
We booked a $5.9 million gain just simply as a result of the acquisition. So it was a profitable transaction initially, but will be even more profitable, we think, long term because we really like those markets.
Bank of the Ozarks also bought a South Carolina bank through the FDIC in late July.
We are bidding conservatively. So far, we've won about 1 out of 10 that we've bid on. We've bid on approximately 20 so far and are doing due diligence now on another group.
Tim Yeager studies this kind of thing at the University of Arkansas Walton School of Business. He says banks that had been looking to expand are making their move now if they possibly can.
The FDIC is closing a whole lot of failing banks. And what they're doing is essentially subsidizing the purchase price of these banks.
Here's how it works. When a bank fails, the FDIC doesn't want to take on all of the bank's assets itself. It knows there are probably a lot of things like troubled mortgages in there, which take a lot of time to work out. So, in order to quickly unload those assets to another bank, the FDIC agrees to cover about 80% of the losses on those bad loans.
So it's basically kind of a big discount sign on the front of all these failed banks.
Arkansas's biggest banks, such as Arvest, Simmons, and Home Bancshares, have bought banks in Missouri and Florida. Yeager says banks here are relatively healthy.
The good news is there are no failed banks in the state of Arkansas. We had A and B fail May of 2008, and we haven't had any fail since then. So that's the good news. The bad news is if an Arkansas bank is looking to expand, it has to go outside of its geographical territory. So it may end up expanding out further than it had intended.
Randy Dennis advises banks on purchases like these. He's worked with dozens of companies in Arkansas and elsewhere. He says some banks underestimate the task of managing the remains of a more freewheeling institution.
They may have enough capital to do it. They may be large enough to do it. But it is a total change in culture for them to come in and take over another bank that might be half their size or equal to their size. And to get all those people singing off the same song sheet and moving down the road the same direction as the acquiring bank is a challenge.
But even with all the difficulties, George Gleason of Bank of the Ozarks is happy to see the state's banks surging ahead.
The fact that Arkansas banks are getting to expand, I think, is really a second chance for Arkansas to become a more regional financial power.
And with the number of troubled banks nationwide topping 775, Arkansas banks will probably make some more buys before the year is out. For FM 89 News, I'm Kelly McNeil.